It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this and every Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 AM. On Springdale Golf Live today, the FedEx Cup playoffs are the start of it. The Northern Trust, Northern Trust, it's the PGA playoffs. Tiger has signed on to play. Justin, DJ, and Rory are part of it. Northern Trust, Northern Trust, the PGA Tour in New Jersey, what a treat. Kids under 18 are all free, that you can't beat. Phil's dancing moves, the top 125 will play. Fashion and food are all a part of it at the Northern Trust. You better make it there. It's a better tournament than anywhere. Get yourself to the Northern Trust. Northern Trust. That's it, folks. Song of the week, New York, New York, old Blue Eyes, New Jersey's finest there. It's Springdale Golf Live. Again, I'm Keith Stewart, and we're here on 920 Fox Sports AM, 920thejersey.com. If you want to stream us on your computers, don't forget, we love our social media. You can hit me up at @KJPGA on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget about our newly cast podcasts, which are posted there on iTunes and Google Play. And Adrian, what a week it was. And we're really excited about the show this week. We're going to talk to it later after the break, Julie Tyson from the PGA Tour, about, you guessed it, the Northern Trust.
The Northern Trust.
The Northern Trust, which is coming to Ridgewood Country Club. It's the first stage, if you couldn't guess, of the FedEx PGA Tour Cup, FedEx Cup PGA Tour playoffs. And Julie's coming on a little later to tell us all the new and interesting things they've got going on up there. But for the time being, we need to get back and think about last week. And we were talking a lot about the AJGA, and the AJGA was at Springdale on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and they had perfect weather for their perfect play, and it was just an awesome, awesome week for the AJGA to come out and take advantage of Princeton's finest golf course. And I'm happy to say that, Adrian, these kids did not disappoint. They
did not falter.
They did not. They did not. It was a 54-hole tournament. They played 36 on Tuesday, and they played another 18 on Wednesday. And our girls' champion was none other than Megha Ghana of Holmdel, New Jersey.
So I
was
congratulations
yes,
to her.
First-time winner there. She shot 4 under par, 209 for the three rounds. And it was her first AJGA win. And she's currently ranked 193 in the Rolex AGA junior girls rankings, and that's a big deal because she's not 18 years old. She's got a couple years left, and she played excellent, and she had a three-shot win over second place, which was minus one, and she showed some tremendous...
A nice comfortable margin there.
Yes, she did. Now, speaking of comfortable margins and or uncomfortable margins, the end of the boys' tournament was very exciting. In fact, the last two groups had eight boys all within one shot of the lead.
Oh, that's what you want. A lot of excitement.
We had some kids that rose to the occasion. We had two boys that ended up at minus four and went into a playoff, and we had a little bit of cleanup on aisle 18 with a couple three putts and some bogeys on 18 as well. But Matthew Yeaman of New York, New York, and there you go. Song of the week.
Fitting,
yes. How appropriate.
Did you plan it?
in some manner of thinking. And Wilson Andrus of Macon, Georgia, they go into a playoff, only took one hole, and Wilson Andrus made a par on the first playoff hole, and he won himself his first AJGA contest, which was kind of a cool story because he's played in about a dozen of these things as a junior golfer, and they're very difficult to qualify to get in. And he played in 12 of these, and he won his very last one as he's about to, he signed a letter of intent to go play for Georgia Southern University, which is a really good Division I golf school. And he leaves for there. He was telling me, his dad was telling me, he leaves there 15 days. And he's going to go down and play a little golf there for them. And congratulations to Wilson and to Mega. And, you know, you guys showed tremendous aplomb this week in your skill set getting around the links of Springdale Golf Club. And, you know, many thanks go out to the people of the tournament committee. That was Martha Love, Jen Green, Robert Mangone, and Mario Tomasi. They all did a fantastic job. I certainly have to thank Kevin Mitchell and his team from the AJGA and all of the interns. They were just fantastic all week having them around. And I counted up this morning because I was getting ready to do the show, and we had over 65 members come out and volunteer to make the event a success. Which
That's some commitment right there.
I thought it was cool.
That's very cool.
You know, I mean, these were members that, you know, very much, they could have been like, you know, I want to play instead of, you know, having these kids here. But no, I mean, and you know, that's really what Springdale's all about. And it's kind of like with our partnership with, you know, how we're with the university and how inclusive the university is. I think, you know, Springdale really stepped up this week, and I was super excited to see that. And, you know, it's just another perfect example of why it's just like the best place to be the head golf professional and or the director of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a great time over there. Yeah. And again, thanks to all the volunteers and thanks to the AJGA. We really enjoyed having you. And I enjoyed the fact that you all got a good kick out of my rap from last week. So, you know,
you showed off the vocals this week. You were a lyricist last week. Look at you.
You're
going to be on the Billboard Top 100 pretty soon.
There's absolutely no chance of that.
You don't think so? I think you're a sleeper. I think you could get there.
Yes. I think that if I keep going, I'll be on the radio when everyone is sleeping. But in all seriousness, though, the song of the week this week, I chose Old Blue Eyes, New York, New York, because we are going to talk about the Northern Trust a bunch today. And the FedEx Cup playoffs and what's coming to Ridgewood in New Jersey or up there near New York is hosting the tournament. And when Julie comes on later, and there's just a lot going on in golf, including that. And, you know, I wanted to have some fun with the lyrics as we're enjoying that little song of the week bit. So I hope everyone appreciated that. And a couple weeks ago, Adrian, we were talking about Tiger and Phil doing this $10 million match. Well,
yes, we were.
Phil was in the press tent at Firestone this week, and Phil being Phil, he was not dancing at this particular moment. I don't know if you've seen that commercial yet with Phil dancing, but it's atrocious. Anyway, he was in the tent, and he mentioned either whether he wanted to or not, but he let this information fly, and he said that he and Tiger are getting ready and they're going to do their match on Thanksgiving weekend. The $10 million match is going to come to fruition and they're going to do it on Thanksgiving weekend. And I think that that's a really good choice because a lot of the hurdles that we talked about last time to make the match happen were, you know, we're not going to be easy to overcome in the tour season. So they've gone outside the tour season. And I remember when I was a kid, they used to have that Skins game on.
Yes.
And that got, you know, it was uber popular, got great ratings. And now, so of course, Phil and Tiger will, you know, I'm sure get astronomically good ratings. And it looks like it's not going to be a pay-per-view or anything like that. So we'll look forward to hearing more and more of what's going on with that. And hopefully Phil will, you know, not be dancing at any part during the match. you know, the commercial that's out, it's gone viral on social media is just, I just can't figure out. It's like one of those things you're not supposed to look at. Like, it's like the sun. When someone says, don't look at the sun, you have to look at it. And someone says, you can't watch this commercial. It's so bad. And then you find yourself every time it comes up on your Twitter feed or you see it on TV, you're just like, you can't stop watching it. And I'm sure that at Mizzen and Main, that shirt company there, that they're whoever they hired to do the marketing, you know, is probably enjoying a good day because it's getting a lot of talk. I mean, even we're talking about it. And, there's a couple other things going on in golf right now. And I know that they're out there at Firestone. And just as I left the club about half an hour ago, Tiger was teeing off. He teed off at 210. Little 66 yesterday at a place that he's won 8 times.
Yeah.
From 1999 to 2008, Tiger, he won it 7 times, Adrian. He came in 2nd and 4th.
Wow.
You know, one of my favorite memories was that in the first couple of years in Tiger's career, he had never lost in the state of Ohio. So he had won 4 Memorials in a row, which is in Columbus, and then he had won 4 Firestones in a row, like right there in, you know, like 98 through 99 through 2003. I just like, you know, he comes up with all these crazy things that he does all the time, and it's just fun to watch. I mean, speaking of crazy, you know, we were all excited to see him back at the Hero World Challenge, his own tournament in the Bahamas back in December. So he was 656th in the world, right, at that time. And now he's top 50. So he's moved up 606 places in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And it was great to see him at the Open, too. In contention, had the lead on the final day. That was an awesome tournament.
The guy moves,
had all the guys at the top at the leaderboard there.
The guy moves the needle. It's great.
Yeah.
And now this match with Phil. And, you know, so everyone started to talk about whether or not Tiger can make the Ryder Cup team. Because we have the Ryder Cup coming up in a couple months. And for the Americans, when you start to look at the list, you know, you got the usual suspects up there at the top. But you don't have Tiger or Phil. So the way the process goes, Adrian, is that the top 8 on the list after the PGA Championship, which is next weekend, automatically are in. And then there's 4 captain's picks, which will happen throughout the FedEx Cup playoffs. But, you know, DJ, Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, Bubba, Jordan, Ricky, they're all in there. But then you've got Matt Kuchar, Phil Mickelson on the bubble, Zach Johnson. And then there's this guy with 20th in points named Tiger Woods, who just moved up 606 places in the world ranking in 6 months. I would not be surprised if he slides over from assistant captain to on the team. I mean, how do you not put him on the team?
I don't see why you don't. With all the experience that he has, obviously, and the presence, he's intimidating still.
It's one of those things, and everyone in the golf business is talking about it. So, you know, the captain, Mr. Jim Furyk, who was a well-known four-ball partner of Tiger in all their Ryder Cup years and a very successful partner of his. He had asked him to be an assistant captain. So it will be very, very interesting in my mind to see how this all plays out. Then again, say Tiger wins this week at Firestone, he's certainly going to boost himself up way above that 20 spot. Will he get to the top 8? I don't know. But 2 good weeks here between that and the PGA with the amount of points that are available. And right now, as it stands, I know he teed off, he bogeyed the first hole, but then he went birdie-birdie. He was 1-under through 3, and Woods is 1-under through 4, and he's in 14th place. He's 6 back from the guys at the top. Ian Poulter, there you go, another Ryder Cup guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the bubble. So you know,
he's always a great Ryder Cup guy.
Oh, yeah, can't stand that guy. I mean, he's like that guy when you were like doing college intramural sports and you were like on the basketball team and he would like full court press you. You're like, buddy, it's intramurals. But but if he's on your team, you're like, you love him.
You love
so
the guy.
You just love him to death. But he's at minus 11 with Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Thomas. And it looks like all the big names are getting ready for next week to go out to St. Louis to Belle Reve. And so, you know, the PGA Championship is coming. You know, the Ryder Cup's going to be a month after that. And then we have those FedEx Cup playoffs coming, which is going to be really, really cool. That's why we've got Julie Tyson on the other end. And we're going to talk to her in just a minute. She's the executive director of the Northern Trust, and she's a senior vice president over there at the PGA Tour. So we'll be very happy to have her on in a couple seconds. I'm sure we're going to get a nice little notice from our good friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. As for now, I'm going to have Adrian roll the music. We all know here in Princeton it's 3:15. Out there on the West Coast it's 12:15. Heading into break. See y'all in a couple.
Start spreading.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. On Monday, August 13th, famed Baltus Roll Golf Club will host the NJGF Golf Classic, presented by Thoronco Group. This is the signature fundraising event on the annual calendar, and limited space is still available. Help us make a difference. Visit njgolffoundation.org or call 732-465-465. 7321215-1212. That's njgolffoundation.org or 732-465-1212. Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey is your home for minor league baseball as the Trenton Thunder hang their cleats here for another exciting season. The Thunder is the Class AA affiliate of the New York Yankees and offer the highest level of baseball in the Garden State. John Moses and Spencer Smith bring you all the action from Arm & Hammer Park and on the road. Check out the Thunder schedule at 920thejersey.com and listen live on Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey.
Are melting away.
We're back to Springdale Golf Live. It's Fox Sports 920 AM, The Jersey. You can hear us certainly on the computer at 920thejersey.com. And we are back with New York, New York, the song of the week. Good old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, man of New Jersey. Certainly an artist that I love. And speaking of artists that I love, I'm so excited to introduce Adrian, the executive director of the Northern Trust. She's been working for the PGA Tour since 2007 and is a senior vice president there. Her name is Julie Tyson. Julie, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
I am honored to be here, and I can tell you this is the first time I have ever been equated to Sinatra or an artist. So thank you for both.
Well, you know, what you all are working on up there at the Northern Trust has been kind of a, what I like to call a renaissance of golf tournament engineering. And, you know, so many people here that listen are golf enthusiasts to the Springdale Golf Live show. And let's just get started with, what are you all working on up there that has this huge buzz surrounding this tournament and the New York City area?
I am the luckiest person on the planet. I have an event that already attracts the top 125 guys on the planet from a golf perspective. So I've already got, you know, the deck is stacked in my favor to start. But what we kind of, we took a year, when Northern Trust came in and took over the title sponsorship from Barclays, we took a step back and said, okay, well, let's talk about what we've got going for us and where do we want to grow and improve. And the outside the ropes experience was the area that we really focused in on. And we took a look at the market and the area, and this is a place where food is paramount, fashion is paramount, and experience needs to be really memorable. So we started to go to work on bringing a lot of that into the outside the ropes experience, and I'm glad to say that last year was the first step in that direction, and we're doubling down this year, and anybody that comes out to the event, I hope, is going to have a really, really memorable experience.
Well, there are a number of things that I've been reading up on getting ready for the Northern Trust, which is just in about 3 weeks. And one of the things that I saw written is that they said it was going to be a cultural event, which I thought was a cool thing. So how is it that you're going to encapsulate New Jersey culture for those that are coming in from the region, from the country, and from overseas up there at Ridgewood?
Well, I think the first thing that screams culture to me is food, and maybe that gives a little insight into who I am as a person. I don't know, but food really brings people together, and so when fans walk in the gates and they walk through the entrance, they're going to see on their right-hand side, they're going to walk right up alongside the driving range, which pretty much tells you you're at a pretty incredible golf event. But straight in front of them, there will be our homage to New Jersey, which will be a classic diner. It'll have the aesthetic, the look and feel of a diner, and we've selected a lot of menu items, in particular the Taylor ham sandwich, which the breakfast sandwich will be present, prominent. So we're trying to, you know, really bring New Jersey front and center. Another is that in New Jersey, what I didn't know in North Jersey, the Korean population, this New North Jersey has the highest concentration of Koreans. So we're bringing in a Korean restaurant from Korea. So CJ is the holding company, and we're bringing in a Korean experience, and that's for everybody. Korean food is pretty in and hip and cool, so we're bringing in a Korean food experience. And then in between, we'll have Shake Shack and other Luke's Lobster, other great favorites from around the area. So I think from a cultural perspective, that's one great way to do it. The other is really just to hit people with a great experience inside the ropes with great competitors like the top 125 in the world.
Well, you know, the way to get to the heart of a PGA professional is certainly through their stomach. And, you know, I'm going to put a vote in for disco fries for that Jersey diner, if we could. Well, it sounds to me like you're looking at every aspect of this tournament with fresh eyes, and you have been since last year out there on Long Island, and it sounds like you're even continuing to up your game here in 2018 at Ridgewood. So, folks, we're here talking to Julie Tyson, who's the executive director of the Northern Trust, which is the tournament, which is the first stage of the FedEx Cup playoffs coming up on the PGA Tour. And we're going to famed Ridgewood Country Club. It was a host of a Ryder Cup back in the 30s. It has held many majors. I've heard rumors they might get a USAM one of these days, and they've had plenty of your FedEx Cup playoff additions there. What does the PGA Tour, the fans, why do you love Ridgewood so much?
Well, from our perspective, the fans are amazing. I mean, we get amazing support when we go to Ridgewood Country Club. The club itself has been super supportive of us. They're pros. You know, we come there, we run an event, and David Reisner, the rest of the staff that's there, they're wonderful to work with. I think, you know, look, the PGA Tour is a membership organization, and so our members are of paramount concern, and they love the golf course. And Tillinghast never disappoints. He's the designer from a million years ago, as you described, and one of the signatures for Tillinghast as a designer was that every hole was supposed to inspire, which is a great way to set up a really premium level event. And so, you know, the fans are in for a real treat because every hole will bring something new for the fan and something new from a shot making perspective for the player.
So it's one other thing I read was that the Five and Dime, the famous short drivable par four, is that you all are going to move that later in the round to the back nine, which I think is going to create tremendous theater. It's this, to kind of give everyone who's listening to set the scene, it's a short about 265, 270 yard par four uphill. Everyone would remember the last time they were there, Phil was hitting the ball up into the concession stand and kept playing it off the AstroTurf. But it's just this really, really neat amphitheater hole, and they've moved it late, and kudos to you guys for making that decision, because I think it's going to even add to the theater of the moment there. And again, we're talking to Julie Tyson here. Julie, for our listeners, tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up with the PGA Tour.
You know, it's sort of like everybody has these stories about their careers, and some people are really focused and their paths are very linear. Mine is not so linear. I've been with the tour. You know, I was in sports before. I worked for Fox Sports Net, and I've worked for in media, and then moved into sponsorships, and then subsequently got into golf. I worked for the LPGA for over almost a decade and have been with the PGA Tour now for over 11 years. So I've been fortunate to be in golf for a really long time. I just met some great people in golf long ago in my career, and Ty Votaw was someone who was my first boss at the LPGA, and I guess you could say I sort of followed him from the LPGA to the PGA Tour.
Indeed you did, as Ty is now over there in charge of the PGA Tour, and it seems to me like you've been very successful at developing relationships for, let's say, 25 plus years. What's your secret?
You know, to be honest with you, I think listening to people and then doing what you say you're going to do. So, you know, if you just look at every relationship the same way, like your friendships or your family, most people want to hang around with people that deliver on the promises they make, and that's how I've made a career. I'd love to say I'm the smartest person in the room. I'm certainly not, but I try to listen, and I have these good Midwestern values, and so if I tell you I'm going to do something, I really am going to do it.
Well, I'm so happy that you told me you were going to come on the show today, you know.
I'm honored to be here.
Along those lines, is some of the folks that I've talked to that surround your life, they say that you possess amazing mentorship skills. And one of your famous quotes is, let people see how amazing you are, you like to say to people, right? You know, how do you provide inspiration to your folks there at the PGA Tour and then all of the team that you're working with at the Northern Trust?
Well, look, I genuinely believe that every person possesses gifts, right? And we all get in our own way when we're, you know, no matter what your walk of life is, everybody gets in their own way, and you start thinking about the wrong things. And so if you just distill it down to the easy things, which is, what do you really like to do, and what are you naturally gifted at? And then let people really focus in on that. And for me, I would tell you, I know I'm going to sound like I'm, you know, being very subjective. I truly believe because I have one of the best teams in all of sports. These people come in, they're super passionate about what they do, and they work really hard, they're committed. It's not about ego, they just want to do a great job. That's easy to mentor. Then in those situations, you just get out of the way.
Well, I tell you, you're definitely doing something right as a leader and a mentor because, again, we're here with Julie Tyson. She's the executive director of the Northern Trust, first leg of the FedEx Cup Tour playoffs being played up at Ridgewood Country Club in about 3 weeks. And Julie, back about 8 years ago, was elected Sports Business Journal Top 40 Under 40. So you've been a leader for a little while there. And tell me about how you're leading this multimedia experience at the Northern Trust. Like, what kind of new and cool things are going on in the multimedia world for the PGA Tour and the first stage of the FedEx Cup?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the PGA Tour, all of the things that we've done over the last 4 or 5 years with our digital properties, it's all intended to bring the fan closer to the game and to make the game easier to consume and to enjoy. So for us at the Northern Trust, we're just piggybacking off of that. And one of the things we're going to do this year, and you can go onto the website in the coming days to find it, we've created fan journeys. So if you're not, you know, super knowledgeable of the Ridgewood Country Club, or you're not knowledgeable about how to spectate at a golf event, we're creating fan journeys that are like, if you're a golf nut, you should follow this fan journey. These are the best vistas to watch golf from. These are the best angles, the most interesting holes. If you're sort of there for golf, but you're really there for food, or you're there because you want to hang around with your friend, there's a different golf journey for you. So you can watch a little bit of golf, but you can go follow the food, or you can go visit the Topgolf Crush experience that we're creating on site, or any number of other things. If you're bringing your family, we've got a kids experience that is second to none, 3,500 square feet of air-conditioned space that is intended to inspire kids. Because if it were me and I were a little kid, I'd want something really fun to do once I'm there. We have a super liberal kids policy with kids under 18 getting in free. I always make the joke that, like, you could either go and enlist in the military or come out to our event for free. This is sort of liberal at 18 to think of a kid as a kid, but on that front, there's lots of different directions you can take, and we're trying to make it really easy for folks to come out and enjoy the tournament.
All right, so I want to ask you a quick question now along those lines, and you're talking about this full immersion experience here at the Northern Trust. What do you love most outside of golf? I've heard you talk a lot about food. Is food your passion? What do you love so much outside of golf? It's like a hobby or whatever, and how have you brought that part to the Northern Trust experience? I'm curious.
Great question. I've never been asked that. I think travel would be up there because you get to meet different people and you get to learn different cultures. And so if you look at what we're doing at the Northern Trust, it's really trying to tap into the what makes New Jersey great and bring that to people. So, you know, the diner, the great experiences that we've brought forth, that really taps into my passion for travel and people.
Like the fan journeys, right?
Exactly right. Make it easy on people.
That's really cool. You did that, and you might not have even known why you did it.
So thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I'm a fashion aficionado, right? And I once heard you say in an interview that one of the things you love about golf is that golf has no uniform. And I thought that was one of the coolest things. And the guys will be up there, and they'll be in all of their great FedEx playoffs, finest outfits for sure. And I think it'll fit in quite nicely to the whole experience that you and your amazing team are creating up there. One last thing, tickets. Are tickets still available, and how can people get them?
Tickets are still available. You can buy them on Ticketmaster or go to thenortherntrust.com, our website. We'd love for everybody to come out to the Northern Trust. We're doing a lot of really cool, fun things, and I really feel like you'll be missing out if you don't come. In particular, you'll be missing out on Keith's outfit, which apparently, as a fashion aficionado, will have a lot to look at, because I suspect you'll be out there for most days of play.
Well, Julie, I could tell you this much. Springdale Golf Live is going to be there on Friday doing a live broadcast, and I will not disappoint you with what I'm bringing to the table. I can't thank you enough for being on today, Julie, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, Adrian. That was Julie Tyson, Executive Director of the Northern Trust. And it sounds to me like if you're a golf fan and you're going to have the top 125 players of 2018 nearby, you got to go see them. Really energetic conversation there about the experience they're creating. I'm super excited about that. I know that our time here is just about done, which makes me sad. But at the end, I have to do my thank yous. Certainly to my man on the board over there, Adrian. Appreciate it. The Springdale Board of Governors for all their support. You know, I love my listeners and my good friend Barney. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from Philly to New York, New York, and all, of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
Our longing to stray right through the very heart.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.